Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Thanks so much for joining us, Dimitri, live and dangerously local today. The first broadcasting history being made today. Today's the first day that my show, Dimitri, live and dangerously local, is also being carried on Big Willie 105.5, this legendary country station, this wonderful signal. So now my show, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri, live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, right here, Big Willie 105.5, as well as the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. And now Dimitri, live and dangerously local, is also the force multiplier of truth. Thank you. You can see the show on Facebook. We do a Facebook live stream. Just go to the Big Willie 105.5 page. Make sure that you follow it, and you'll get to see the show. There's much to see. I guess the highlight of the show is that you can see the Herb sign and the Bridgeport sign. That's because I sure ain't the highlight of the show, let me tell you. All right, if you just joined us, you missed some incredible radio, including live updates from our news director, Karen Fatula, regarding the big fire in Bel Air. She is there. She has called in. She's staying on top of this thing. If you want to know what's going on, you got to keep it right here. Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality also. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get to hear me Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays live. Now, Thursdays and Fridays on Big Willie, you will hear music, the country music, great country music. But you will get to hear repeats of my show. I call them encores because encore sounds real classy because it's French. But it's repeats of the show Thursday and Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. And again, you can download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You can also see my show, the Facebook live stream on Big Willie 105.5. Make sure you follow that page. All right, you'll also see the great pictures of all those wonderful people, beautiful women at the event Saturday evening, the Blue Tie event, the Blue Tie Gala for Brave Men for Prostate Cancer Awareness. It was a wonderful event at River City Ale Works. They were terrific. All the people there were great. The women were just dressed just beautifully, gowns and the hair. And I couldn't stop taking their pictures. I really couldn't. And I posted them all over Big Willie 105.5, the Facebook page, which I want you to follow. And you'll see lots and lots of comments. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful evening. It really was. I had a wonderful time. I want to thank Dr. Angela Georges again for being so kind, so generous, and for picking up the tab so I don't have to pay anything for this thing, which is the most important thing. All right, fine. So if you just joined us, this letter that I got, this email that I got from a devoted listener, this Don Jones guy, the state rep Don Jones, has no effing clue. He must be getting paid off or something. The area is way over taxed compared to average income, and our services aren't great to begin with. Maybe if our region would retain some of the enormous profits from oil, gas production, instead of sending the money to the three C's, Columbus, Cleveland, Cincinnati, we would have good services and lower taxes. Can we let the public know this guy's not representing us very well? Well, yes, and I played one of the two audio clips from the Don Jones infomercial this morning in the Channel 9 newscast, and I've got the second one here. The first one, of course, is about the property taxes going way, way up because of the assessment, the reassessment. Don Jones essentially said, well, you don't know how lucky you are here. It's one of the best kept secrets here in the Valley, for heaven's sakes. And we need to do something, and we need to take a look at this. We need to think about that. You've had more than, what, 6 years to do this? You've had more than 6 years? Why haven't you done something for the past, I don't know, 6 years? Don Jones, God, just... Ugh. So just when you think it couldn't possibly get any worse with this guy, Don Jones, there's a second story on 9 this morning. It was an infomercial for Don Jones. It was unbelievable. And this is about, again, he and his fellow establishment Republicans, these God-blessed rhinos who vote with the Democrats, the Blue 22, this Don Jones is one of them, how they want to give taxpayer money to billionaires so the billionaires won't have to spend their own money to build another public housing project for their football team or their baseball team or their basketball team or their hockey team or whatever. So what's going on right now in Columbus is you've got this billionaire, Haslam, I think is his name. He's out of Pittsburgh. He's actually a Pittsburgh Steelers, former owner of Pittsburgh Steelers, a Pittsburgh guy. Now owns the Cleveland Browns. He has gotten more money than God. But he wants the taxpayers to pay $600 million to build a yet another new football stadium, this time with a roof, an enclosed stadium in a suburb of Pittsburgh. In Cleveland. Don Jones was asked about this in the infomercial this morning on Channel 9. And how this bond issue that they're trying to put together in Columbus will be a way for the taxpayers to not pay for the construction of a new public housing project for this billionaire out of Pittsburgh. So here's what Don Jones told 9. And again, there's no pushback or whatever from 9 because he's a big advertiser with D&J Sales and Service. And it just amazes me what he can get away with here. But I will correct him after you hear his disingenuous explanation of why we, the taxpayers in Ohio, should not have to worry about this at all. Oh, no, you don't have to worry about it. This is a bond issue. That's all this is.
Jamie, thank you. Another major issue that's been grabbing attention with the budget bill is the allocation of $600 million to the Cleveland Browns for a new stadium. According to State Rep.
Allocation is a nice way of saying a handout. A handout, not allocation. It's a handout. They reach into your pocket, they grab $600 million, and it's a handout giving it to a billionaire. But yeah, let's call it allocation, because that sounds so much nicer, so much classier.
Don Jones, the funds are not a handout to the Browns, but a bond issue. That means...
Oh, no, it's not a handout at all. No, no, just a bond issue. Pay attention to this.
The state is giving the Browns the opportunity to sell the bonds for the project, but they will have to pay the money back with interest. Jones says that no money will be given from the general revenue fund for the project. And according to Jones...
Okay, now that's important. No money will be given from the general fund to the project. No money is going to be going from the general fund, from your pocket, to build the project. I'm not disagreeing with that. But note how that is phrased. That's important.
Funding for the project will operate much like a bond issue for a school district.
You have a local school district that, you know, wants to build a new building. They pass a bond issue. And what that bond issue is the state will sell bonds and that money will come back to that local district to build their new building. And then at that point in time, the voters, when they pass that bond issue, they will pay on their property tax, you know, they'll pay that bond back, that bond money back to the state, because that's how bonds work.
The issue still has to be passed by the Senate in the budget bill before being signed by the governor.
Yeah, nothing to worry about here, ladies and gentlemen. It's just a bond issue, that's all. Let's have Don Jones allay your fears about that. Nah, nothing to worry about. None of the money's gone general fund to build the thing. It's a bond issue. That's all that is. Here's the rest of the story. Have you ever heard, in fact, let me get the right word here. I've got it here somewhere. Hold on. Very important word. Have you ever heard of this word? De-risk. D-E-R-I-S-K. De-risk. Very important word. Don Jones, another bug. Jesus, how many ants do we have here? Very important word. What Don Jones is not telling you is that if the Cleveland Browns cannot pay off the bond because they overestimated their expenses, and of course they're going to overestimate their income, overestimate their income, and of course they're going to do that to make it look as nice as possible to get the politicians to pay for this thing. But if the Cleveland Browns don't generate enough revenue to pay off the bonds, guess who has to come up with the money? Well, that would be you. Don Jones didn't mention that, did he? In their negotiations in Columbus, now I'm going to give you a very, very rough thumbnail picture of this. This is radio. You're dealing with lots of numbers. I'm not going to give you lots of numbers. Just big picture stuff. The Browns essentially said, all right, we'll put in roughly $30 million as a reserve so that if we don't generate enough revenue from the bonds, some of that money can be used to pay off the bondholders. And the people in Columbus said, well, maybe that's not enough. Maybe it should be $50 million. All right, $50 million. Bottom line is this. Independent analysis of this latest example of corporate welfare indicates that the analysis done by two different organizations indicates the Cleveland Browns way, way, way overestimated the amount of revenue that's going to be coming in, which means there's a pretty good chance that you, the taxpayers, are going to have to make up the difference when the Cleveland Browns can't pay off the bonds. The term is de-risk. I'll read you just some of this from this one story from a station, station in Cincinnati. A representative of the Haslam Sports Group, owners Cleveland Browns, told state lawmakers that the team is prepared to offer upfront cash to help alleviate any concerns about issuing $600 million in bonds toward a new dome stadium. During the presentation, they revealed the team's funding plan is so unprecedented it may require rewriting Ohio state law. The Browns shared details of their plan to finance the $3.4 billion economic development project, which is mostly, of course, just the Dome Stadium. Team owners, along with the development partners, are committed to invest more than $2 billion in private capital. The state of Ohio would be asked to issue $600 million in bonds that would be paid back by tax revenues. They started talking about how they want to help de-risk the investment for the state of Ohio, for the taxpayers. De-risk means lower the likelihood the money's coming out of your pocket.